push to Isaiah 53. Okay, I'm going to do Isaiah 53:3. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Now this is the part I want to highlight. Surely he has borne our griefs. So everyone with grief, he took it. And carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. I want you to remember, in this passage, your griefs, your sorrows, your transgressions, your iniquities, your outward and inward sin, basically, our peace, our healing, all of it is on Christ. So when something comes against you and speaks against that, you can say, hey, he took it. This is mine. Now we'll push into Ephesians. I wish I had 3 hours to speak to you, but I don't.
That's what our guest said yesterday. He said, I wish we had another hour.
So, yeah, very fast. All this by grace. I want you to remember this. By grace you have been saved, and by grace you have been established, and by grace you will be carried. And by grace, you will be held. I'm telling you now, grace is the thing that has saved you. And that's not only the place of grace. Grace is a thing that keeps you. Keeps you from ever wandering. You are kept by grace forever. You accept Jesus, you believe, you're kept forever. I'm going to read this. This goes into our sonship. And now what we receive. Ephesians is good to see what we've received. So, blessed be the God and Father. Remember these two, God and Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Remember, we took the firstborn blessing, remember, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Remember, he traded our spots, so now we're in Christ, having his authority, his blessing. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. I love how this is set up, because this is telling you, you're blessed with every spiritual blessing. And when the enemy comes against you, saying, no, you're not. You're wrong, you've sinned, you've done wrong. It says right here that he chose us before the world began that we would be holy and without blame in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. So these are a couple things that you get as the second child becoming in the first place. You get the will, the right, and the blessing. So now you get every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. You're chosen, you're holy, you're without blame, you're predestined, you are accepted in the beloved. So these are just the beginning of this. I want to skip down now. I could go on through this whole thing for about an hour, and I'd probably have to take a whole nother place for this. But it says, right here, I'm going to go down to verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Remember, we now have the inheritance. So all of that is paid for. And if you think, oh, how do I have the inheritance? I'm not from y'all. I haven't done this. Well, for God so loved the world. Are you part of the world? He gave his only begotten son. You are part of the world. So you're kept in that. So whether you want to make an excuse or not, are you a part of the world? Or are you from a Mars or something? I don't think so, because I've never met anybody from Mars. But you're a part of this world, so God gave his son for you. All you have to do is believe. Whether you want to try to today or not. It's time to believe and trade off your junk for his goodness. Your bondage for his freedom. And I love another part, if we skip back to Barabbas, when it says he was in rebellion, he was chained and in bondage with his fellow prisoners. That's even deeper on our bondage. He took his Barabbas out of that bondage with his fellow prisoners and set him free so that he could be in his place. You no longer have to be in bondage. But we keep reading. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? That's your only requirement, ladies and gentlemen, is to believe. According to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Do you remember what I just said about heavenly places? You just got given the blessing, all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. It says right here, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, he blessed us with. And now he's saying Christ is seated in heavenly places, far above all principality and power, might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. He put all things under his feet, gave to him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Now I'm going to come to this. All that blessing was for Christ. You're like, wow, that's good. He's seated at heavenly places. He's at the right hand of the Father. Now I'm going to solidify that that's your place as well. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Remember grace, because it is given that he made us, he gave you the gift of being alive together with Christ and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. I just want us to meditate on that. If you have some time, go back and look at that. It tells you God has put Christ at his right hand, all things below him, all authority given to him. And then shortly after that, when it's talking by grace through faith, it tells you, you also have been made alive with Christ. You also have been seated at the right hand of the Father. The authority given to Jesus is now our authority. That's why he said, the great things that I've done, but greater things you will do in my name. Because the authority has been given to us. And you roll, that was at the end of the Gospels. You roll over into Acts. Look what's happening in Acts. Peter walks by his shadow heals. Paul sweats on a rag, his sweat heals. Because they're having a realization that Christ took their place on the cross. And they take his place at the right hand of God. The greatest exchange ever to happen happened as a free gift. Us believers have to stand on that. When you're struggling, remember, you have the authority of Jesus. When you're a non-believer, when you say, well, I don't believe, I don't know if I'll accept Christ, I have a lot to, I have all this stuff. Hey, don't get rid of all your stuff because it's going to come back. Trade it off. Let's trade. Go to God today and say, hey, God, let's trade. I have so much anxiety. Give me your peace. I have so much hurt. Give me your healing. I have so much sin. Give me your righteousness. And by believing that that is possible, that is now yours. The greatest exchange happened. Guys, get rid of your baggage. Give it over to Christ and let him give you his goodness. That's why if you go back with this revelation to every single scripture you can remember, I guarantee it's going to come back to an exchange. Cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. So we're giving him our cares, And then he's caring for us. So now we're exchanging what's bothering us for him taking care of what's bothering us. Mm-hmm. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your understanding. So get rid of your understanding and start to trust in God. That's how you trust. I thought so long, how do I trust in you with all my heart, Father?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And then the next verse, lean not on your understanding. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I just won't try to understand things. I'll just lean on you.
Sometimes that's a whole struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I know letting go of some of the things, and that was something that the Lord walked me through when I come back to Christ,
mm-hmm.
was I had to come to a place where I was okay with letting go of everything,
mm-hmm.
everything that I thought I knew, because mm-hmm. I tell you, I had some stuff wrong, y'all. I had a twisted idea of God's character.
Right.
Okay. And for me, I had to be willing to throw my cloak off.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I've learned, everything I thought I knew, I had to throw it off and say, okay, Lord. Teach me,
mm-hmm.
correct me,
right.
lead me in your ways,
mm-hmm.
and guide me as I walk here.
Mm, I like that.
Show me where you want me to be. Let me be where you want me to be.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the words you want me to say. Help me see others the way you do.
Mm-hmm.
Help me show the love and the grace and the mercy
mm-hmm.
that you have shown me. Help me show that so others will be drawn to you mm-hmm. and desire that
mm-hmm.
from you.
Right.
The Lord told me, when I first started coming back, okay, it was during my critical Christian time, okay? Okay.
Some of us don't get out of it.
You know? And the Lord told me, he said, you know, you will never look into the eyes of someone. You will never look into the eyes of someone that I don't love.
Come on.
And that I do not desire a right relationship with.
Come on. I love that.
And I was like, ooh. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So now when I meet someone new or when I meet someone, I keep that. I do my best to keep that thought at the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
This is someone God loves.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter what they're going through, what they're dealing with, what pit they're in.
Mm-hmm.
No, no. God loves them, and God desires a right relationship. Monica, shut up.
Shut your mouth. Yeah.
Devil, I rebuke thee in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Get away from me. Lord, help me love this person the way you want me to. The way you desire.
I love that. I love that a lot. And that kind of, praise God that that came up, because now that we roll into this mindset, it's transferring mm-hmm. ours for his.
Yes.
God, let me see people the way you do. And how does God see them? It keeps no record of wrong.
That's right.
So yep. Nothing that they do can you keep a record of. And I want all the Christians and people who want to reach the lost, I want you to remember this. When you go to someone and you think, I want these people to know Jesus, but I see what they're going through, I want you to keep in mind that what they are going through at the time or whatever's wrong with them, Christ died for that. So let's exchange the thought of their sin for, oh, wait, that's something Christ died for. So I can't even address it. Every time you go to someone who is dealing with something, and I can go through all the list, you know what I'm going to say. Homosexual. If you go to somebody who is dealing with a drug addiction, if you go to somebody who just cusses all the time, hates it, or full of lust and adultery, whatever it is, Christ died for that.
Yes.
And with your eyes, you can't go imputing that. Because now you're trading that sin for blood. You see what I'm saying? And even in Barabbas, when we spoke, they said, let this man's blood not be on my hands. And what the people say? Let this blood be on us and our children. So now we're switching that sin for blood. Boom. And it even says in 2 Corinthians 5 that Christ came into the world not imputing sins, but reconciling people to God. Mm-hmm. He knew his blood would replace that sin. And through that replacement, there came life. Do you see what I'm saying? Put to death your thinking and bring to life God's thinking. I want to read this before I have to go. This is Romans 13:14. Just something that you can go to that's showing you the exchange. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lust. You're switching again. Put on Jesus Christ. So now we're putting him on us. And now we're taking off what we had in general. And this right here, it says, and we know, and we all know this. I'm going to try to skim through this. And we know all things work together for good, right? For those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. That is just another a place showing us that he was the firstborn. We got his right, and now we're conformed to him, his image. Mm-hmm. Our vision to God should be in the place of Christ at his right hand. Stop praying like you're far away. Mm-hmm. Pray like you're at the right hand of the Father. Pray like Christ, who is innocent. Why do you think, I believe that Christ walked around innocent because there's no sin. And God moved on his behalf because there was no sin. We now have that position. And now I want to skip to this. He says, I might have to read it out of this so I can get it done quickly. I think it was 8:28. Okay. That he might be the firstborn among men and brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, that he also called. Whom he called, that he also justified. Whom he justified, that he also glorified. So you have been called, predestined, justified, glorified by God's grace. Now that we know God is for us, because we have image of Christ, we have switched with Jesus. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Now that we have this trade, stand on this trade. Stop letting the devil rip it from you. God is for you. He's not against you. Remember, your sin has been traded out with the blood of Jesus. You have the authority of Christ because you're set at the right hand in Ephesians 2. All things put under you. All blessings are yours. Stress, worry, doubt is not yours. Peace and everlasting joy is yours. Stand on that trade.
Amen. Good word, brother. You did great. Thank you so much.
Wife, I hope you're proud of me taking it at a slow pace.
You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning, and we want to remind you all that we will not be here next week. We will be taking the week off to spend with our family. So we thank you all. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, the beautiful Tina Dobbs, our handsome little brother in Christ, Nathaniel the Net. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We'll see y'all next year, Miss Tina said.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.